Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
We're learning Meseches Bava Kamma Daf Nun. We're starting from the Mishnah and the Banim Mem Tesim Abayis. We're starting the Ikka Sugi of Bar. The Mishnah says, Achaifa Bar B'Shus HaYachid Apischa L'Shus HaRabim. Someone digs a bar that's in the Rishus HaYachid, the actual hole, Apischa, but the opening of the holes are in Rishus HaRabim. And that's considered a bar b'shus harabim, like Rashi and Tosfos both explain. When you want to discuss where the bar is, the only issue is where the opening is. That's where the bar is. Ay b'shus harabim, piskal b'shus hayachid. Let's say the bar is b'shus harabim and its pesach is in the b'shus hayachid. And that's a bar b'shus hayachid. Or b'shus hayachid, piskal b'shus hayachid acher. Or if the bar is in the b'shus hayachid and its opening is in a different b'shus hayachid, and we'll get to the explanation of that case. Chayiv, he's chayiv in all these three cases. So the Mishnah holds that a bar is chayiv whether you dig the bar b'shus harabim or you dig the bar b'shus hayachid. The Gemara brings actually a machlokes tanon and a machlokes habirom exactly what the machlokes tanon is. Rabbi Shmuel says that the case of bar in the Torah is a bar b'shus harabim. Rabbi Kiva says the case of bar in the Torah is hifkir shusay v'lay bar. In other words, you made the bar b'shus hayachid. But that alone, you wouldn't be chayev because no one has a right to come into your shus. You're not obligated to watch that your bar doesn't cause damage to someone who unauthorized came into your shus. So that's why the case is hifki rishusay v'lei bar, you mafki the rishus, but not the bar. So the case of bar that is chayev is a bar b'shus yachid. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. And there's a machlokes Rabbi Nav Yosef. Rabbi says that everyone holds that a bar b'shus a rabbim is chayev, and the machlokes Rabbi Kiva Nav Shmuel is if a bar b'shus yachid is also chayiv. Rabbi Shmuel holds only a bar b'shus harabim is chayiv, and Rabbi Kiva holds also a bar b'shus yachid is chayiv. And Rabbi Yosef holds the opposite, that everyone holds that a bar b'shus yachid is chayiv, and the machlokes is, if a bar b'shus harabim is also chayiv, Rabbi Shmuel holds that a bar b'shus harabim is also chayiv, and Rabbi Kiva holds no, only a bar b'shus yachid, a bar b'shus harabim is pater. So, according to Rabbi, the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is a bar b'shus hayachid chayiv or not? And according to Rav Yosef, the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is a bar b'shus harabim chayiv or not? And the Gemara explains the machlokes that according to Rabbi, everyone agrees that a bar b'shus harabim is chayiv because you learn out from the pasuk it says ki yiftach ish bar or ki yichr ish bar. So why does it say ki yichr ish bar? If you're any chayiv because of the psicha, if you even when you open a bar, that means the bar is fully made and you just opened it, Yechayiv, Kolshkin, if you dug the entire bar, it's a Kal v'chaymer. So since it says an extra thing, Ki Yichr Ish Bar, that teaches you that Iske Psichu Kriya Yechayiv. That means even though you don't own the bar, all you did was dig the bar, the Iske Psichu Kriya, you're still Chayiv. So not everyone holds that Bar B'Shus Ram is Chayiv. And the Machlaiki says afterwards, it says Bal HaBar Yishalim. Rabbi Kiva says Bal HaBar is quite literal. Bala bar means the owner of the bar, so it must be bar b'shus hayachid, because then he's the owner. Otherwise, he doesn't actually own the bar. That's a bar b'shus harabim. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, bala bar just means the bala takoli. He's responsible for the bar. That's why he's called the bala bar. And Rabbi Yosef holds the opposite, that everyone holds that a bar b'shus hayachid is chayiv. Everyone darshens bala bar to mean that he actually owns the bar. So bar b'shus hayachid, everyone holds is chayiv. And the machlokes is in bar b'shus harabim. Like we said, Rabbi Shmuel holds a bar b'shus ram is also chayiv because of that drasha ki yichur ish bar, ki yiftach ish bar, ki yichur ish bar, that if you chayiv in the psicha kolshkin, you chayiv in the kriya, it must be al iske psicha u kriya ba'aloi. And Rabbi Kiva says no, that you can't make this kal v'chaymer because you need both psukim for each other. You need it for itself. If it only say ki yiftach and not say ki yichur, you would say that only by a psicha, the din is that a kisui helps. It says, k'yiftach ish bar v'lo yichasenu. And that teaches you that a kisui helps. So you would say that dafka by a psicha, a kisui helps. Mashenke by a kriya, a psicha wouldn't help. A kisui wouldn't help. You would need actually the tumli, you'd have to actually fill up the bar. So that's why it has to say k'yicha. And if it only say k'yicha, you would say that dafka by kriya, you need to be mechaset. But by psicha, you're not chayiv altogether. Kamash Malan, that by both Psicha and Kriya, Yechayiv, but by both Psicha and Kriya, a Kisui helps. That's a Lashon HaGemara. So there's a Geshmak of art, they say over in Yeshivas, it's written in the Divrei Eliezer from Ablaze Yudel, Yeshiva of the Altamir, It's also in the Sefer Yenis Elam, one of the Altamirs, Rabbi Yenis Minska, also wrote very similar. And some say it over B'Shem Reb Chaim, but I don't know if Reb Chaim really said it. Balkapan, and the shtickle goes like this. Taisus brings down the Mechilta, that the Mechilta asks the same kasha. It says, if the Psicha, Yechayev, Kolshkin, and the Kriya, why does it say Kiyichre? So the Mechilta learns that from there, that ain't ancient mammon min adin. Ain't ancient min adin. So even an einish of mammon, you say ain't ancient min adin. Taisus says that Al-Karchach, the Bavli doesn't all the way. The Bavli learns out a different drasha from it. The Bavli learns out the din of Al-Iskip Psicha Kriya Balai, or the other, the Tzrichasa, that if it wouldn't say Kriya, you would think that Kriya needs Tom Lai. Malkapana, the Mechilta, learns Ein Ein Shemamim in Adin. Ein Ein Shemamim in Adin is a Raj, but it says it's Dafka Lagabe Bar, which is a Chiddish. It's like more of an Einish. Any other Mamim, the Mechilta is Maskim, that you'd say Adin, because it's not Mamish and Einish. You're Mechayiv Min Adin. Al-Kopanim, we're talking, the Bavli holds it, even Mamim, even an Einish of Mamim, you say Ein Shemin Adin, it doesn't matter, even if it's an Einish of Mamim, by Mamim you say Ein Shemin Adin, only Malkus and Misa you'd say Ein Shemin Adin. Now, the Madura Basra of the Mashah asks the Kasha, that why is it a Kavachayma B'chlal? L'chayr, if you chayv on Psicha's bar, every Kriya is a Psicha. It's a psicha plus. You're doing a psicha when you're doing a kriya. When you're digging up the bar, you're also opening it. Now you're kind of digging it also. L'chaya, a kavachayma means that it's a separate thing. It's just a kavachayma. If this thing is chayav koshkein, that thing. But if it's mamash, the same thing, it's hainu hach. Every kriya has a psicha, it's a b'chol masayim mana. Why should that be a kavachayma? L'chaya, it's very shver. That's one kasha. Another kasha is, when the Gemara says that you need both, because if it would only say psicha, you would say that psicha is good enough for kisui. But kriya, you would need, it wouldn't be good enough for kisui, you'd have to actually fill it up. So also the Mashaya Sakasha, how could you say that kriya is muhammad and psicha? If you're only learning out kriya from psicha, you always have a klal of dial the bum and adin, li is kanidin. So since it doesn't say kriya, it just says psicha, and psicha is good enough for kisui. So kriya, which is l'nefem psicha, how could you say it needs more? You always have a klal of dayel l'bam and adin li'is kanadin. As I affect the Marashah. The Marashah says v'yesh li'ashiv, and the Madura Basra, and the Pnei Shosa says the same teretz, they say that we would teach the pasuk that psicha, the reason why kisa works is because you were masalik, you were meisim. You did a psicha, and now you did a ice psicha, now it's covered. So that's why it works. Mashenka, when you did a kriya, so a kisa is not masalik the kriya. You would think the Torah doesn't mean that a kisa works batzim. A kisa works by psicha because you reversed what you did. You made it ois psicha, now there's no psicha anymore. There was a bar already, it was mechusa. You opened it, you uncovered it. Now that you covered it, it's not megul anymore. Whatever you did with the psicha, you took away by a kriya. You also have to do the same thing. You have to take away your kriya, you have to fill it up. So there won't be a problem of dayel abam and adin li is kenadon. Of course, the yisoid of the chiyuv psicha is you made a psicha, and male and the yisoid of the kisa is you made ois psicha, you masalik what you did. The yisoid of the chiyuv kriya is you made a kriya, you dung up the bar. So they also have to masalik what you did by filling up the bar. It's the same thing as psicha. Now, lemaisa, the pasuk says that kisa works for kriya also. But there's a big difference between how kisa works for kriya then how kisa works with psicha. By psicha, the way kisa works is, like we said, you're masalik, you're meisim. You're not a pesach bar anymore. Once you covered it, your psicha is gone, and now you're no longer responsible for this bar. Mashenkin by kriya, when you're a kriya bar, and then you cover it, the sign of kisa works is also shmira. That's what it says in the beginning of our kindness, that a bar is sagile b'shmira b'chusa, because it says, Voyechasenu hakiseu pater. It's a shmira. So now it's your bar is still there, your maisim are still there, but lamaisi you pater because you made a shmira. Let's say the shmira goes off, so you mechuyiv to mechased again. If you only were peseach a bar, and then you covered it, so you mesalik your maisim and gansin. Now if the kisa comes off again, you're not mechuyiv, because your psicha was gone. It's not your bar anymore. Your psicha was gone. Mashenkin, when you're a kriya bar, so the kisa works as a shmira. Let's say someone takes off the shmira and you find out about it. But even that you could find out about it. So you're mechuyev to mechased again. And if you're not mechased again, so then you chayev on the bar. The emesis is the Gemara Chavtesim Beis, which is mamish mefurish this way. The Gemara there says, if someone finds the bar megula and he covers it, and then he uncovers it again, he's not chayev. The first guy's chayev. He's not chayev because the bar was never, he was the one that made the bar mechusa. He's the one that made the bar mechusa. Now he uncovered it, so it's just back to where it was beforehand. But the one who's responsible for the bar is the original kaira. Mashenkin l'mashal, if someone would find the bar that was dug, and he would fill it up totally, and then redig it, avad his chayev. Because once it's filled up, so the original ma'aseh kriya is gone. It's batal. Now you dig it, you're digging a new bar. Mashenkin, when you cover it, you didn't make it ice bar. When you covered it, you just made a shmir on the bar. Now you peseich it, but since the bala bar left it open, so he's responsible for it. You covered it, so you helped him out. You uncovered it, he's going to be chayev, not you. But this chilek between psicha and kriya, and the kisui between psicha and kriya, is dafka if you have two dinim. You have a din psicha, and you also have a din kriya. So then you could say that when a guy did a psicha on the bar, after he covered it, it's ois bar. What he did is completely gone. He's not responsible anymore. Mashenkin, when he did a kriya on the bar, even though you covered it, that's just a shmira. But if someone uncovers it, you're still responsible to cover it again. I mean, if it gets uncovered. And who it did, if you left it open, and someone covers it and then uncovers it, the covering it didn't make ois your maisa, because you made a kriya sabar. As opposed to if you made a psicha sabar and then someone covers it and uncovers it, avad, he's the one that's going to be chayiv. You're not going to be the one that's chayiv because once he covered it, that made it ois bar. But if there's no din kriya b'chlal, so even lu yehei, like the Madura Basra, like his kasha, every kriya would anyway be chayiv because it's lagar from a psicha, it's b'chlal masayim mana. But there wouldn't be be'etzim a din kriya. The chayiv is on psicha. Now, every kriya blames the psicha. But if you cover it, that would make it ice psicha. So even though you were kriya the bar, but there is no chiv kriya batsim, the chiv is psicha. Every kriya also has a psicha. But when you cover it, it's going to be mistalik myself. So that's why, if it wouldn't be for a kalf chaymer, or if you all like the mechilta, it ain't ancient min adin, avanda you'll be chayiv for being kriya, because it's lagara from psicha. But there wouldn't be a bezunder a chiyav kriya. With the kalvachayli, you're giving him a new chiyav kriya. That's why there's even a havmina, he'd have to be tomlay in order to be. That kisa b'chal would work. And even lamaskan and a kisa works, it's not masalik what he did. He did a kriya. Kisa is just a shmira. An afkamina, that stam that the bar became a chosa, doesn't become a bar. He's still responsible for the bar. It's just a shmira. But the shmira is gone, he has to be mechased again. So that's why the mechilta that holds, that ein ein shem min adin, holds you need a pasuk for kriya. Not that to be chayiv on kriya, avad that a kriya be mechayiv atzlegar mipsicha, but to make a new din called kriya, that a kisa wouldn't go and be mesalik yen adin. That's a shtickel that Elam says in Yeshivas, it's actually in Divrei Eliezer from Reb Lezer Yudel, it's in the Ein Eselam from Reb Yehuda Minska. Like I said, some people say it over from Reb Chaim, I'm not sure if Reb Chaim really said it. Now, we explained the psukim. Why the psukim, if it's talking about a bar b'shus ha-ramim or a bar b'shus ha-yachid? But in the svaris ha-dover, on the tzad that you only chayv in a bar b'shus ha-yachid, Rabbi Kiva coined Rav Yosef, the side ha-dover is, if it's not your mom and your potter, you're not chayv on a bar which is not your mom. The only time a bar, a hole in the ground, is your mom, is if it's a bar b'shus ha-yachid. Rabbi Shmuel, and according to Rabbi, everyone holds that it's the Xerius HaKasav, that if you made the Takala, becomes your mom, and you become the Baal Takala, Asakasav Kilu B'Shusai. But on the tzad, they say, if Yosef, according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that you're not Chayiv and Bar B'Shus HaRabim, the Svar is Pashit, he doesn't hold it as Chiddish, that the Asiyas HaTakala makes it your mom, and Mameli Yipata on a Bar B'Shus HaRabim has to be your mom. That's clear. Now, in the tzad that you only chayiv on bar b'shus ha-rabim, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi, then there's a shaila why you're not chayiv on bar b'shus ha-yachid. Because bar b'shus ha-yachid also your dog. He can't say because you didn't dig the bar, because bar b'shus yachid is also a case where you dug the bar. So why would you be chayiv only on a bar b'shus rabim and not on a bar b'shus yachid? So Rashi says that every bar b'shus yachid has to be hifkir b'shusay. If you're not mafkir b'shusay, you just dig a bar in your own rishus. So ladi, you're not going to be chayiv because no one has any right to come into your rishus, and you're not responsible for the hezik by any mazik of someone that came into your shush, shaloi b'shus. That's what sugi that we learned earlier, that a kanda, which is hichnus k'tei reisiv l'chsar balamayin shaloi b'shus, or it's peyri shaloi b'shus, or a shor shaloi b'shus, you're not chayiv on any mazik. Adam a mazik could be, that's what we discussed in the previous shir, if you know about it. But mamun a mazik, you're not chayiv, tarcha b'shus my boy, you're not chayiv. So elamai, what's the case? The case is where you mafki b'shusay v'loi b'yrei. Well, you gave away your rishus to the rishus rabbim. So now the bar is still yours. The bar belongs to you. But the entire surrounding rishus belongs to the rishus rabbim. So you can't say, what are you doing in my rishus and not in your rishus? And now you have a bar smack in the middle of rishus rabbim. Then you chayiv. That's the case of bar b'shusa. Hifke rishusa v'la hifke b'yrei. So what's it say that you're pater? Rashi says, because since you were mafke the rishus, you dug it in your own rishus and you were mafke the rishus. So you could say, I was only mafkir the rishus, but not al das to mischayev. My das, when I mafkir it, I allow everyone to use it, I give it over to hefker, but at your own risk. The rishus I gave to the rishus rabbim had my bar in it mitchila. It wasn't like I put my bar in the rishus rabbim. I made it rishus rabbim. And I made it al tanai that people should understand that they have to watch where they're going. They can't be mechayiv me for coming into what was my rishus, even though I gave it to the rishus rabbim, but I gave it with the stipulation that it's alanizik la'achikas atzma, you have to watch out your behemoths when you go into this rishus. That's Rashi's svar. But Taisus says no. Taisus is machriach from a gemara later, that the gemara is mavur, that the only time you need hifke rishus of hifke barei is when you dug the bar inside your rishus, in the middle of your rishus. But if you dug your bar on the border of the Rishus HaRabim, directly adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim, there, Laman the Alman at Bar B'Shusay is Chayiv, Taiz Machriach from the Gemara by Le'ushin, and that's the case by Le'ushin, at least in the Havamina, case where you made a bar for building purposes. With the building purposes, it's Yipater. We're going to discuss that soon. But the Gemara is Medayik that if it wasn't for building purposes, you Chayiv. And at least in the Havamina, the bar was mamish in your rishus, without any hifkir rishusai. So you see, klar, that the din of bar b'shusai is chayiv, is not only by hifkir rishusai, it's even when you dug it adjacent to the rishus rabbim. And even that, we have a machlekes. Is this called bar b'shusai, to be chayiv, or are you potter? So there, you don't have any svara that ki afkirei lava daite de chayiv b'nezog in afkirei, because he wasn't mafkir anything. You don't have the story that he never was mafkir and ba'ifin that I should be chayiv. He wasn't mafkir. He dug him in tchila right next to the rishus rabbim. And still you see it's telling in the same machlekes. So Taisa says that it has nothing to do with that svar. The reason why you potter on bar b'shus ha'yachid is because of tarcha b'shus my boy. And even in the case of Taisa's holds, of hifki b'shus ha'valei b'yrei, but the bar belongs to me. So your behemoth doesn't belong in the bar. A bar b'shus ha'rabbim is the pshat, that the behemoth is where it belongs, and I put a takala there in the rishus rabbim. Masha'en Cain, if the bar is mine, so you have to make sure not to go into my rishus. And Taisus points out, you have to keep your behemoth away from my rishus. You have to make sure your behemoth doesn't unintentionally step into my rishus. And even if my whole rishus is my bar, but you have to keep your behemoth away from my bar. Your behemoths don't belong in my rishus. So Mela, that's why, according to the man the Amma, that you only chayav on bar b'shus rabbim, according to Rabbi, according to Bishmo, on a bar b'shus yachid, you'd be potter, because this is my rishus. Your behemoth doesn't belong to my rishus. Tarech b'shus to my boy. And according to Taisus, why l'maisa ayah chayav? Because we have extra gzeres akasav. Bala bar yishalim is an extra gzeres akasav to say that you chayav, even though you own the bar, which means inherently, the bar is your rishus. And this is what Taisa Bein Peretz says early in Afchav Ches. It's a chiddush akra, a new din, that by bar, when it's adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim, we don't say, Tarcha B'Shus to my boy, the Torah is Mechayiv, even though Be'etzim, he should keep the behemoth out of your Rishus, But that's a chiddush by bar. And no, you shouldn't have a bar adjacent to Rishus HaRabim. You shouldn't have a bar that's hifki Rishusai, that there's a Rishus HaRabim all around your bar. We don't say the Svar of Tarech HaBashusai, my bar. That's the Gzeres HaKosov, Ba'achi Chayiv Rachmano, according to Taisus Lagabi Bar. Now, what does Rashi do with Taisus Kasha? If Rashi says the whole Svar is Ki Afkirei Lava Daitei Dechayiv Benazakim Afkirei, so what about a case where it's adjacent? So the Maram Shif holds that Rashi holds whenever it's adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, Yitaka Pater, according to everyone. Because your bar is not Rishus HaRabim. When it's Hifki Rishusai, then your bar is in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. But when it's adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, so it's their problem. They shouldn't be close to your bar. You can't taina that on someone if you mafka the whole Rishus, everything around the bar. You can't taina they shouldn't be next to your bar because you mafka everything except for the bar. So now you're putting the, now your takolas, it's smack in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. But if you dig a bar adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim, Dr. Maram Shif, Rashi Taka holds your potter. What do you do with the Gemara that says that only by building your potter, but if it wouldn't be for building, you'd be chayiv, and that's the Raya Bar Rishus says chayiv. I b'chayi gavna, everyone should hold your potter because it's in your Rishus. So the Maram Shif says that the Gemara's maskana is that avuche arvuche Rishus HaRabim. You, the case of Lushin for building is, we actually went into the Rishus HaRabim. So there, everyone would hold that Yechayiv, except you have a special hector of Lushin, and we'll discuss that later in the Shia. But the Havimin is Nitcha, in a case which just adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, the Maram Shif holds, the Meiser Rashi holds, that you put their coin to everyone. But I was going to say from the Ater Shmuel, from Rabban Chirozimam, from Lakewood, that the Melchamis in the third parak, in the middle of the long shtick, in the beginning of the third parak, he brings down both sars. He brings down both sars. He brings down the sara of Kifkarin Rishusi Revinu Mishalilu Shisram Lavu Chuve Nafshi Avdi. And he also brings down the sara of Tarech Rishusi My Boy. He brings down both sars. Now, Lachar, if you anyway need the svar of Tarech HaBashus My Boy, he brings that whole thing about Lushin, when it's adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, you need the svar of Tarech HaBashus My Boy. So why would he bring down the svar of Kef Kirine? Anyway, you always have the svar of Tarech HaBashus My Boy. So I want to say Pshat in the Melchamis, and this maybe is Pshat Rashi, that Shittas Rashi is that the din of Tarech HaBashus My Boy would only fit when you make it adjacent to Rishus HaRabim. There you have a svar of Tarech HaBashus My Boy. Masha'enkein, when you dig a bar in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, I mean when you mafke the Rishus, and now the bar is in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, you dug it in your Rishus, and you kept on to the bar, but now the bar is in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, then you don't have a svar of Tarech HaBashus My Boy, because it's in the middle. It's in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. There Rashi doesn't hold that way. So Rashi agrees to both svars. But in the case of Hifki Rishus HaVai Hifki Bayrai, in that case, you can't tell him, Tarech HaBashus My Boy, you shouldn't be makarvet to your Rishus. Because your bar is smack in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. There's no such taina. So there the taina is, since I was mafkirit. So Mamela, my hefka was only that you shouldn't be chayiv. So you shouldn't consider it that I'm putting a takol of Rishus HaRabim. It really wasn't Rishus HaRabim. It was only Rishus HaRabim because of my hefka. And my hefka was limited that you have to watch your shor. But in the case where it's next to Rishus, in case where it's adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim, the Rashi's maskim, you have the Sarav Tarech HaBashus My Boy. But the problem is like this. Bishleim, if it's all one big Sarav Tarech HaBashus My Boy, so then we can understand that Baal HaBayi Shalim is teaching you, you don't say Tarech HaBashus My Boy. Baal HaBayi Mishalim is a B'hachi Chayiv Rachmana, like Rebbeinu Peretz says, Xeir Sakasuv, you don't say Tarech HaBashus My Boy. But if there's two separate Nidainim, when it's adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, then you potter because Tarech HaBashus My Boy. When it's Hifkir Rishus of Laifkir Bayrai, then you potter because when you made the Hefkir, it wasn't a daita to Michayev and Nizakin. So how could Baal HaBar Mishalim tell you both sources that incorrect? Mechatesa. Maybe Baal HaBar Yishalim is dafka when you made it adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, and it's telling you don't say the Svarah of Tarech HaBashus My Boy. Where do you see it's also telling you the Svarah that don't say that when you mafkir it, lavadait al chuv ben azakin come mafkir. Or maybe fakert. Maybe it's only telling you in the case where you mafkir the rishus. So it's telling you, don't say the surah, ki afkir, lavadait al chuv ben azakin come mafkir. How do you know it's in the case where it's adjacent to rishus or abim, and you don't say the surah, tarach rishus or my boy? So I think you look further in the Muhammad, and I think he says the vart. He explains the svar of the one that patters. Like we said, he says the two svars. The svar of ki afkri alav adayt chub minizakam afkri, and the svar of tarach b'shusim my boy. And like we explained, each case, you need tarach b'shusim my boy for the case where it's adjacent to Rishus Rabim, and you need the case of ki afkri for the case of hifkri b'shusim my boy. And then the Mechama says like this, Uman de Mechayim, Amalach, hoyilu memoinehu chayiv l'salik niskai kushuhum afkirei, the lavonus. He says, but the one that's mechayiv, well, since it's your mammon, so then you don't have these excuses. So Vilna Zag in the Pshat, and the Teir Shmuel pretty much says this also, that if the sign of the chayiv bar is that you made the takol, bar is bar b'shus harabim. Now you want to be mechayiv b'shus hayachid, because I also made the takol. So there be manushach. If I wasn't mafka the rishus, even if it's adjacent to rishus Rabbim, there's a tain of tarcha b'shus in my boy. What are you doing in my rishus? You can't be mechayiv me for making the takala if the takala is in my rishus. And the case of hivki rishus v'loi hivki b'yrei, where there the takala smack in the middle of rishus Rabbim. But vaita, I didn't make a takala b'shus Rabbim be'etzim. I made a takala in my rishus. I was mafka it, but the mafka is not going to make it that I made a takala b'shus Rabbim. Because so you can't complain to me that I made a takola. But if the word is memoinai bal habari shalem, not because you made a takola, then neither sort applies. Because since it's adjacent to Rishus Rabbim, you can't say tarcha b'shus my boy. That's according to Rashi. According to Taisus, I think it's the Pasha de Svara. Stam, that you can't be chayiv a mazik b'shus. It's a special gzeris akasa by bar that you don't have that Svara. But according to Rashi, the svar is, it's not called that I made the takala b'shus harabim. I made the takala in my rishus. You don't belong in my rishus. But as far as Mamana Mazik is concerned, since you could slip from the rishus harabim into your rishus, so you're responsible. It's your mamon. Eina chanami, you didn't make a takala, but you can't be impati yourself when it's a chiv mitzad your mamon, because it's your mamon. And I didn't do anything wrong. I slipped from the rishus harabim straight into your rishus. And the same thing, Kiafkere. Kiafkere is a svara. You can't call me that I made a takala b'shus harabim from chayim for making the takala because I really made it in my rishus. I was mafkirit, but I wasn't mafkirit in order to be chayim. But if it's your mammon, so if it's not adjacent to the rishus harabim b'chlal and you weren't mafkirit, so stam, you better have a svara, even though it's your mammon, but don't, your behemoth doesn't belong in my rishus. But if it's your mammon and you were mafkir the rishus, even if you weren't mafkir adayta to mechayim ben azakin, but lamais, it's your mammon, and you can't taina, what am I doing here? You're mafkir it to me. So mela, the din that you chayim mitzad your mammon, that knocks off these svaras. Not much invited to understand exactly the svar, but that's what's mashma the Ramban. It's not mashma, it's a bezundu exeris the kasev. It's mashma, when the mechayim is mitzad your mammon, then you don't have these svaras. So the kids said, that sad that barbishus yachad is pater, Taisus, Rashi says, because ki afkrei lava daita chub in azakim afkrei, and Taisus says, but that won't help for the case when you made the bar adjacent to the Rishus Aram. So Taisus says, tarcha b'shus to my boy, and Taisus, Rabbeinu Peretz in the third parak says, in the tzad that yichayev estam, exeris akasim yichayev, even though it's b'shus say, and the Maram Shif learns in Rashi that yitaka pata according to everyone when you made it adjacent to your Rishus, you just don't have tarcha b'shus to my boy when you were afkrei. And I was learning in the Melchamis in the third parak that for the case of adjacent to your rishus, you need the svara of tarcha b'shus to my boy. For the case where you mafkir it, you need the svara that ki afkirei lav adai techub in azakin afkirei. But you don't have the svara of tarcha b'shus to my boy when you mafkir it because it's not in your rishus. The rishus ram surrounds the entire bar. And if you hold bar b'shus and chayiv, we're saying the vart that when the chiyuv comes mitzad the takola, then you have the taina that I didn't make any takola because tarcha b'shus to my boy, or ki afkrei lav adayt el chayiv in azak and afkrei. Now, she'en came when the chiyuv comes mitzad to your mammon, then you don't have these excuses. L'maisa, your mammon was mazik, and he didn't do anything wrong, so memela, the mammon is going to be chayiv either way. That's that saw of the sugya. There's also an interesting discussion on the third case of the Mishnah, b'shus yachad episkei l'shus yachad acher. The Rashi learns that they both belong to him. And the Chiddush in the Mishnah is, even though there's no tzad Rishus Rabbim, it's totally B'shus HaYachid, but you're still chayiv if you hifki Rishusai. Taisus bothered, what's the lashon of acher? Why is it a shusiach and acher? So Taisus learns, the pshat in the Mishnah is, you open it to someone else's rishus, and the chiyuv is that you chayev for the behemoth of that someone else that you opened it. You put it, the bar is in your rishus ayachid, but the pesach's in the neighboring rishus ayachid, and you chayev for any hezek it causes to the owner of that rishus ayachid, because you would think that a bar, it's dafka when you're dealing with the whole rabbim, then there's a chiyuv bar. Mashenka, when you dig a bar in someone else's chatzer, you would think you're potter, it's only hezek the yachid. Kamash bon yechayev on the bar that you dig in someone else's chatzer. As I state in the Rambam and the Rosh, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. You dig a bar in someone else's chatzer, you chayev. Now, Taisus asks a kasha. It says earlier, on daf mem chesem and aleph, that when a shor digs a bar in someone else's chatzer, it's the bala chatzer that's chayev niskei bar. Because since he has to fill it up, he's chayev the niskei bar, he's havel lemluye, command the karyadami. So if when you dig a bar in someone else's chatzer, it's that bal ha-chatzer that becomes chayev in the niskei bar, how could you who dig it be chayev in his nezakin? Lamaisa becomes his bar. He's the havli lemliye, it becomes his bar. So why should you, the one who dig it, be chayev? He's chayev in any nezak the bar causes. So why should you be chayev in the nezak that the bar causes him? That's fact taisus akasha. So the Emes says, we mentioned before in Daf Mem Ches, there's a Machlokes Tais in the Ramban in the third parak. What's a din if Reuven takes Shimon's Evan and puts it in Rishus HaRabim? Who's chayim for this Evan? Shimon who owns the Evan or Reuven who put it there? Taisus holds the owner of the Evan. So then it would be Shver. Here also, Reuven made a bar in Shimon's Chatzin. Shimon becomes the Bala bar. Why is Reuven now chayim for the bar? But the Ramban says a svarah, lemetzinu shezeh chayfe v'zeh mischayev. The only time you say the owner is chayev is when there was no kfi, when there was no kriya. It went ba'enis, it went with the ruach shein and mitzuyah, then the owner is chayev. But if someone, if Reuven put Shimon's Evan in the Rishus HaRabim, Reuven is chayev. Shimon can't be chayev because Reuven made the bar, even though it belongs to Reuven. So lefi the Ramban, it's not shver. If you dig a bar in Yenis Chatzer, so the chayfer is chayv. The Gemara earlier was talking about the shor dug the bar. No one's chayv on a shor's bar. Ish bar v'lay shor bar. That's why the bala chatzah becomes chayv. But if an adam would dig the bar, lefi the Ramban, the adam would be chayv. So here also would shtim that the one who dug it is chayv on hene hezek the bar causes in the chatzah because the digger is the bala bar, not the owner. Here's a machlekes, the chayteis in their banner. Byron explains the machlekes. What's the site of the chayv bar? The one who created the takala is the one that's chayev on the bar. Granda, the owner, if there is no one that created the takala, he becomes, because of Havle Lemluy, command the Karyadami, he becomes the passive creator of the takala. Because he's responsible, it's his mama. But if there is an active creative takala, Avada, he's the one that's chayev. Well, no, the Yisrael is that the owner is chayev. If there is no owner, then the Baal HaBar, the Kiyichresh Bar, he's the Baal HaTakala, he becomes the owner. But the site is the owner is chayiv. So if there is an owner, even if someone else made the takala, but the owner is going to be chayiv. Al kapanim, lefi the Ramban, it's very good. Now we mentioned then that even lefi the Ramban, is it sad that since he's mechayiv to pay for the chatzer, that makes the bala chatzer the one responsible to fill it in, because he's getting paid for it. Yeah, and we mentioned then also that some Rishayim hold, Rebbeinu Peretz says this here, only when you actually pay for it. When you pay for it, then he becomes responsible. If you didn't pay for it yet, then calls man, you didn't pay for it, you're responsible to fill it up. So may lefisa will be very good why the one who dug it is responsible. But what if you hold like Taisus? What if you hold the owner is always responsible? Even if someone else made his thing into a bar, he's always responsible. So here also, if Reuven dug in Shimon's chatzer, Shimon's responsible. So why should Reuven be responsible for the behemoth that it damaged? So the Shita Mekabetzis brings from the Rosh, and the Torah also says this, he says, "Ein echinami." But we're talking about where Shimon didn't know yet the bar existed. Shimon only becomes responsible for the bar when he finds out about it. Then it's a havel lemluy, command the karyadami. Before he knows about it, Reuven the digger is going to be responsible for the bar. So when it says that he's chayiv, that b'shisayach and acher he's chayiv, it means until the owner finds out about the bar. Once the owner finds out about the bar, then the owner becomes responsible for the bar. But it means until the owner finds out about the bar, that's what the Torah says, that's what the Shita Mekabetzis says, b'shem the Rosh. Now the Marshal argues on the Torah. The Marshal says it has no shaykhis to that sugya. Chayim means to argue on Taisus as well. Because Taisus asks the kasha, that since the Baal Chatz is responsible, so why should the Chayfa be Chayif? So the Torah is answering, Enoch and Ami, the Baal Chatz is responsible, even when someone else dug it, but the Chayfa is Chayif until the Baal Chatz knows. Mashal says it has no Shaykhis. The Mashal Tain is that when the Baal Chatz was Mafka Chatzerei, or let's say a case that the bar was adjacent to Rosh Hashanah, so then the Baal Chatz has a din, he has to fill up the bar. If he's Mafka Chatzerei, or if his bar is adjacent to Rosh Hashanah, it's Chalanim a din of Havel Ilumliye. So he becomes the Baal Bar, he becomes the commander Karyadami, and Avadi can't be Mechayev the Chayfer for anything. He wouldn't be Chayev for the damage it did for the Baal Chatz's behemoths, because the Baal Chatz became the Baal Bar. But let's say the bar was not adjacent to Rosh Hashanah. And let's say the Baal Chatz was not Mafkir his Rosh Hashanah. So how could you say the Baal Chatz is responsible for the bar? The bar is not a threat to anyone. The bar is a threat to one person, to the Baal Chatz. The Baal Chatz can't be responsible for this bar. Havli Lemli, Commander Karidami, is a new svara to make him responsible for the bar. But that's only when it's a bar that could be mazik someone. If all the bar could do is be mazik himself, he's not going to be responsible for the bar. And then Avada the Chayf is going to be responsible. So if the bar is adjacent to Rosh Hashanah, or if he was mafkir Rosh Hashanah, so Avada the Baal Chatz is chayef for any nezik this bar causes, so Avada of his own animals come into the bar, Avada the chayef will be potter. It became the Baal Chatz's bar. But calls man the bar is in the middle of the chatzer, time the mashal, so the Baal Chatz has no chayef to fill it up. It's not being mazik anyone. Ice being mazik his own behemoths. Good, he has no chayef to fill it up because of that. So Mela never becomes his bar. So Mela avada the chayfer is chayef. That's tiny to Marashal. He tines it very stark. Mestam and the Torah is not the way. Mestam and the Torah holds, since the halacha is that an owner of a bar becomes responsible, who would live for his own behemoth, he is the Baal bar, even though it's only a bar for his own behemoth, al kapanim, that path is the chayfer. But the Marashal tine is not that way. Tavku feshtein, the svaris amachloikis. So just to sum up, Taisus and the Rosh and the Rambam want to learn up the pshat in the Mishnah is that you chayif in someone else's rishus and you chayif for what the bar damaged to someone else. And Taisus asks on this, since that someone else is the owner of the bar, so it's his bar, why you chayif for his bar? You find the Gemara earlier, Mephimcheh says, when a shar comes in and digs the bar in someone else's chatzar, he's responsible for the bar, it's his bar. So why should the chayifer be responsible? So he said, first of all, we have a svar of the Ramban that no. The only case where it becomes your bar is when there is no chayfer. When you have a mechayev, when you have someone who's chayev, so if I care, the chayfer is always chayev, not the owner. And the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches was talking about a shor dogit where there is no chayfer. But whenever there is a chayfer, lemitzinu shezeh chayv v'zeh mechayev. So according to Ramban, it's zicha very good what Taisus is saying. Since you have a chayfer, he's responsible for the bar, he's going to be chayev for the nezek it caused. And even though we had a svarah, that since he has to pay for it, that makes the Baal Chatz responsible, could be it's only when he paid. Good, that svar wasn't such a clear svar. Taisus blibed the Tzarechin about that svar. Now, according to Taisus in the third parak, which holds that if Reuven puts Shimon's Avnes Kinim Sarbishus Arabim, Shimon is Chayev, not Reuven. If it's yours, even when there's a Chayfer, the owner is Chayev. So the Chayfer Taisus fact good. So if the owner is Chayev, why should the Chayfer be Chayev in the Zakim that caused the owner? So there we have a machlokes the Torah and the Marashal. The Torah says, Eina chinami. The chayfer won't be responsible, but until the owner knows about it, he'll be responsible. Because you only have a havel imlui when he knows about it. And it means until he knows about it, he's responsible. But the Marashal is machalik, that when the bar could be mazik someone else, so it's chalonim a havel imluyei, so Mela becomes his bar, he's responsible. Kolzman, the bar can't be mazik anyone, he has no havel imluyei clap by himself, and Mela the Chayf would always be responsible. The Torah argues. The Torah says, if it's yours, no one could be responsible on your bar, period. Even clap by yourself. And that's why the Torah says tonight, and that is only in a case where the Baal HaChatz didn't know about it, then the Chayf is responsible. That's the Machlekes, the Mashal in the Torah. Now the Gemara goes Vaita. The Gemara brought a Braisa. The Reish of the Braisa held that a bar b'shus hayachid is Pater. And the Seif of the Braisa said that a chayfa baris b'shus hayachad a smuch al rishus ha-ramim kan elu a chayfam l'ushin is pater. Someone's chayfa bar b'shus hayachad adjacent to rishus ha-ramim, like someone who's chayfa in order to build that pater. So the Gemara thought that the Reisha holds that a Barba Shisyachid is Pater, and the Seifa holds that a Barba Shisyachid is Chayev. The only time you Pater is by Le'ushin, where you did it in order to build, then you have Rishus to make a Bar because you needed to build. Rashi says, Shederech Lasis came, Enit Peshay, that's a normal thing. You're supposed to make Baris when you want to build. Vaisis, normally Bar B'Shisyachid would be Chayev. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbah, it's good. The Reisha goes like Rabbi Kiva, that holds that Barba Shisyachid is... the Reish goes like Rabbi Shmuel, that Barba Shisyachid is Pater. And the Sefer goes like Rabbi Kiva, that Barba Shisyachid is Chayev, and the only reason why your Pater is, because it's Le'ushin, it's for building, have a special Pter. But according to Rabbi Yosef, there is no man the Yom that Barba Shisyachid is Pater. So what's the Pshan in the Reish? It says that Barba Shisyachid is Pater. The Sefer is very good. Everyone holds that Barba Shisyachid is Chayev, and only Le'ushin is Pater. But the Reisha, what's the Pshat? The Reisha says, Barba Shisyachid is Pater. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Yosef, that we're talking about, he was loy hifkir, loy rishus of loy bar. He wasn't mafkir, his rishus or his bar. It was not adjacent to rishus or rabbin. And that's why everyone holds his Pater. The Seif is talking about, it was adjacent to rishus or rabbin. In that case, Betzim, everyone holds that Yechayiv. It's just that you have the Ptur of Le'ushin. And then Rav Ashi says, well, since Rav Yosef doesn't have to say some machalikis tanoim, so Rabbi also, we don't want to say some machalikis tanoim. And we're going like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Barba Shisyachid is Pater. So why is there only a Ptur of Le'ushin? So Rav Ashi says, that you widen out to Shisarab. Now the Pashup Pshat in Arvach Avuchay L'Shisarab means that the Bar actually was in the Shisarab. And that's the Rashi that we have. The Gersa, the Arvach B'Avuchay L'Shisarab means the Havli Chayfa Barba Shisarab. The Bar is actually in Shisarab. And that's why we're going like Man the Omar that Barba Shisarab is Chayiv. According to Rabbi, everyone knows that Barba Shisarab is Chayiv. But still, when you're doing it for building, you're Pater. So that's how the Torah paskens, that when you dig out a bar in Rosh Hashanah for building purposes, even though it's in Rosh Hashanah, you're Pater. Now the Marshal is Meirich to argue on the Torah, and the Bach agrees with him, and the Gais HaBach here also changes the Rashi like the Marshal does. And they argue on a bar Rosh Hashanah, there's no Heter of Rosh Hashanah. We find by an Erchanical Marshal that even though you put it out Rishus, the Tanakama holds that Yechayiv, and also you find earlier, place can be Vesayim, the guard from Ayurisayim, you're allowed to put out the sewage into Rishus Rabbin, but if it's Mazik Yechayiv, even though it's Rishus, the Gemara Navav mentions that. So in Rishus Rabbin, there's no Heter of Rishus. The Marshal learns that the next Rashi of Maxim Makim Rishusay Rishus Rabbin. Pshat is, you made it Rosh Hashanah. You made the area Rosh Hashanah. It really wasn't Rosh Hashanah at first. So that's why you have a heter of Rishus. But to build in the Rosh Hashanah itself, there's no heter of Rishus. That's tied into Marashal. And the Bach and the Shach all agree to him. They argue on the Torah, and they say that the case of the Gemara is talking about where, not that you actually brought out Rosh Hashanah, but Avucha Avachi means Fakert. You widen the Rosh Hashanah into your Rosh Hashanah. You made part of your Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. That's why you'll have a Heter of Le'ushin. But that means the Rishenim, the Raivin in Chedushim here, is Mefurish that you made it in the Rosh Hashanah like the Torah. And the Rashba also, the Rashba asked the Kasha, the Dachreinim ask, why should it be different than Karfin, that Garfin be Veseim, Peskin be Veseim, and Garfin be Veseim? He first asked the Kasha from the Chanukah. He says, maybe here it's different, because it's the Tikkun HaOlam, but he asked him, he says, maybe building is more important. The Chayyim is not going with the Achreinim sad that since it's in your Rishus, it's different. It's different if it's in your Rishus, Rosh Hashanah. Another Rabbi Lehedi is asking, what's different than the other cases of Bar Rishus, Rosh Hashanah, and he's being Mechalik. So I see from the Shayim like the turf, for some reason, building is an exception. Building is allowed. Even in the Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed in your Pata, because that's a Tikkun HaOlam that everyone should be able to build. And now let's go right to the next sugya. The Mishnah Amud Bey says, "Achayve barba shesaramim v'nafal teche sharech hamar chayev." Someone digs a barba shesaram, a sharech hamar falls into it as chayev, and the Mishnah is meirich. And the Gemara says, "Amar av bar shechayev l'avtoy lahavloi v'loy lechavote." And the chayev of bar is dafka when the hevel inside the bar is mazik. Almuk savachavote karka olam hu demaskalei. The chavot is not considered his. The mazik that he made when he made the bar is dafka the hevel inside the bar, because the hevel wasn't there before he started. And when he made the bar, he created the hevel. But the floor of the bar, that's karka olam. The floor of the bar was there before. He didn't make the floor, even though he made it into a mazik. Before it couldn't be mazik, it was on the ground, and now it could be mazik, but that doesn't count. Only the actual thing that he made, which wasn't there before, and which is the hevel, that's what he's chayev on. Hushmul amal havle v'koshkin l'chavotei. Shmuel also chavata svakert. Chavata, you directly turn the karka into a mazik, that for sure you chayev on. The hevel wasn't direct, the hevel came in mela, so mela there's more of a havim in it that you put on hevel. In time of chavata, matar v'loy lahavlay, atar idu alabar v'afilum alay sugin shal tzemer. If you're going to say that it's only chavata, but sometimes the bar doesn't even have chavata, so the hevel usi chayev on. Even though the hevel, you didn't directly turn the hevel into a mazik, the hevel came on its own. Mashenke in the chavata, even though you didn't make it, but you turned it into a mazik, that's why Shmuel holds that yichayev. Mar says, "My benayu, what's an afkamina la'locha? Ike benayu, David goyva b'shusarab. He made a height, he made a mound. L'rava goyva le'mechayev, because there's no hevel. All there is chavata. L'shmuel ha'goyva nami mechayev. L'shmuel, it says yichayev and chavata, yichayev and the goyva also." So Taisus has two mahalchim, how to learn Shmuel l'chayr. It should come out, two mahalchim in Taisus, how to learn up Shmuel. We pass it like Shmuel, usually halacha g'shmuel b'dinei. And should come out, kamen afkaminis la'alacha, but it's a complicated sugya. Be'ikah, we're going to discuss this later on Afnun Gimel Be'ez Hashem. But just, we'll give a little bit now. We'll start the inyan now. Taisus says as follows. Taisus says, when you make a mound in Rishus Rabim, and the animal gets hurt on the mound itself, he gets banged into the mound, there, avad even rav is mechayev. Because there, that's not karka olam, you made the mound. And the raya is, because avnei sekinu masoyi shenicha b'shus harabim. Rav also holds yichayev. So if you get banged on the mound itself, everyone holds yichayev. So what's the case, l'chayer? That the animal went up the mound, fell off the mound, they got banged on the karka olam next to the mound. So there, Rav says, you're not chayev on chavata, and you didn't make that chavata, that's karka olam, and Shmuel says, you are chayev on chavata. In fact, Taisus says, even Shmuel should hold your potter. Because Shmuel says, you're chayev on chavata of the bar, because you made that karka inside the bar. But here, you didn't make, this karka is not inside your bar. And as a raya, because the Gemara later, Nafnan Gimel, says that if he slipped over the bar and fell outside the bar, even according to Shmuel, you're potter. Why? Because you're not in the bar. Shmuel only holds yichayev for the chavata, the karka olam, it's in the bar. But the karka that's outside of the bar, even Shmuel holds yipater. And the raya from the Gemara later, Nafnan Gimel, it says, if you slip over the bar and fall outside the bar, even Shmuel holds yipater. That's Taisus kasha. So Taisus has two terutzim. One terutz agrees with the kasha. And says, Avada Shmuel also is only mechayev and the chavata that takes place inside the bar. But the case of goyva is that you made a goyva of 5 tvachim, and you dug a bar next to the goyva also 5 tvachim. So according to Rav, you potter because there's no hevel. According to Shmuel, you chayev because the chavata is inside your bar, and you made the drop of 10 tvachim. So you made the entire bar. Part of the bar is a goyva, but you chayev because the gakin is in your bar. So kum dais, if you made a mound of 10 tvachim, and it went up the mound and fell off the mound, even according to Shmuel Yipata, the whole case of Goyva is where you made also a bar, and the bar wasn't big enough, together with the Goyva, it's big enough for Chavata. In that case, Shmuel holds it's good. That's Taisa's first teretz. Taisa's second teretz is that, and even when you make a mound of 10 tvachim high and it falls off the mound, you also chayev, even though it didn't fall into your bar. And the case over there, on Dafnan Gimel, is when the reason why it tripped over your bar is not only because of the bar, it's because of the kaila kri, it's because while you were digging it, it made a noise, and that startled the animal, so that's why it slipped over the bar. But the bar wasn't the whole gerim of the takala, that's why you potter. Ve'ena chenami. If it slipped over the bar and fell outside the bar on its own, Shmuel holds yichayev. So Kipshuta, these two terutzim are arguing what's pshat in Shmuel. According to the first teretz, Shmuel also doesn't hold that the takol of the bar is enough to mechayev you. The bar has to be mazik. The bar, it's not enough if the bar trips you. The bar has to actually be mazik. Now Rav holds that you only chayev on the hevel part of the bar, because that's what you made. You didn't make the ground. And Shmuel says, no, you're responsible for the entire bar, including the ground. You made the bar. But something out of the bar, then you're not responsible for that. Because even Shmuel doesn't hold that the bar, when it trips, is mechayev. The second Teretz Taisa says, no. Rav holds yichayev when the bar is mazik, like the hevel of the bar is mazik, and Shmuel holds yichayev even when the bar trips you. And we have a similar machlokes in Eden, the Rishonim, early in Daf Chaf Chesem and Beis. When the Gemara talks about Avnei Skinim Asoi, Shenicha B'Shus HaRabim, and the Gemara talks about when you trip over the Evan and you get damaged by the Evan, Taisus over there says in Akuda that even according to, if you trip over the Evan and get damaged on the Karka, even according to Shmuel, you're Pater. When you put an Evan inside the Rishus HaRabim and a behemoth trips over it and gets damaged on the Karka, Taisus over there says even according to Shmuel, you're Pater, according to everyone, you're Pater. And the same thing when the water, when you trip and your chavis breaks and the waters and the behemoth slips on the water, Taisa says it's only when the behemoth slips on the water or the person slips on the water and he gets damaged by the karka that's under the water. That's called the karka of the bar. Mashenkin, when he slips on the water and gets damaged on the karka that's out of the water, Taisa says that you're potter, according to everyone. Mechayr is like the first teretz here. That the pshat is you're not chayiv for a bar that trips you. The tripping, you're not chayiv. It's only if the bar itself damages you. Only if you're damaged inside the bar. The Aser Mishenim would say no. That if you trip over the stone and fall on the karka, you're chayiv. And the chayiv, that would sound like the second teretz of Taisus here. Then as a kasha, the rosh, the chayiv is a steer, because the rosh over there says if you trip over the stone and fall on the karka, you're putter. And the rosh over here says that you have the gaiva of 10 tfachim, you fall off the gaiva, you're chayiv. You see, from the rosh is not tali habaha. We'll speak about this Beis Hashem more naftan and gimel, like we said. If the pshat and Shmuel that yichayev by chavata is because the mazik of the bar, Shmuel is also masking me only chayev when the bar does the hezek. Shmuel just holds that you're responsible also for the chavata of the bar. He doesn't hold the svar of karka olam. But if the bar just does the tripping, even according to Shmuel, you're potter. So that would apply to a gaiva, where you don't have a bar of 5 tvachim, and that would apply to a rack. That a behemoth trips over the rack and falls down. Or water, where someone slips on the water and falls into the karka that's outside of the water. Or like the second teretz says, no, if the bar trips you, even if you get damaged by something else, but you get damaged because of that you tripped over the bar, so that's also part of the chiyuv of bar. The problem is, according to the second teretz, Reb Shlaim Hyman mentions this, that much we also find, according to Shmuel, that if you trip over something else and fall into the bar, you're also chayiv for the chavata. That's mavur later in the Gemara Daphnan Gimel and in other places. So the chayiv would sound like this two machlekes in Rav and Shmuel. First of all, Rav holds you only chayiv for the hezek of the bar, and Shmuel holds you chayiv when the bar trips you. And even when the bar doesn't trip you, Rav says you only chayiv for the hevel, and Shmuel says you chayiv for the chavata. The shal is, would he have these two machlekes in Rav and Shmuel? Abaz Hashem, like we said, we'll speak about this in Daphnan Gimel. But l'chayah azay is, according to the first teretz, Shmuel doesn't hold yichayim for the bar tripping you. The bar has to actually be mazik. Now Shmuel holds the floor of the bar is also considered a mazik. And the case of gaiva would have to be, dafka when you made a 5 tefach gaiva and a 5 tefach bar, so you have the floor of the bar being mazik. And the case by Evan is dafka when you got banged by the Evan, as opposed to the Evan tripping you and you got banged on the floor. And the case of the water is dafka when you slip over the water and fall on the ground that's directly under the water, which is considered the karka bar. Mashenka, when you fall on the ground outside of the water, even though you fell because you slipped on the water, you potter. And the second teretz says, no, Shmuel holds that the bar tripping you itself is also a chiyiv, and that's why when you trip over the stone, you chayiv, even if you get gemazed by the ground, you slip in the water, you chayiv, even if you get gemazed on the ground, you don't need a bar of 10 tfachim, the gaiv of 10 tfachim alone is a mechayiv. And that then, in the Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel, when you slipped over the bar and fell outside the bar, you potter, it's because you slipped because of the Kaila Kriya, because of the noise that was made by the digging, that's what startled the behemoth. But even according to Shmuel, if you trip over something else and fall into the bar, then also Shmuel holds that the chavat of the bar is mechayiv, even if the bar didn't trip you, because the bar was mazik you, and that's true even by the chavat. This is the sugya. One more claim, Shiga Arab. that Rashi is bothered that Rav says Yechayim by the Hevel, and the Gemara only comes up with an afkamina of Goiva. Why wouldn't you say an afkamina if the behema falls into the bar? It wasn't genizik by the Hevel. It broke its back. It broke its neck. It broke its leg. That's clearly Chavata. So Rashi says, even when it broke its back or broke its neck, you could say the Hevel actually killed it. Maybe the Hevel also killed it. And even if it broke its leg, you could say it was because of the Hevel that it caused the damage. The Hevel made it weak. And Ben Peretz is bothered. You see that it wasn't the Hevel, you see. It was the Chavata. Ben Peretz said, maybe if it wouldn't have been for the Hevel, it would have broken its fall better. It would have fell on its legs. It's because the Hevel made it weak that it fell in that way and got damaged. And Igris Meisha, Chayshim Mishpat, Chaylik Aleph, Simon Tzadik Tess, Rav Meisha's son, Reuven, when he was a bacher, he asked him, what's pshat? Rashi says, maybe the Hevel killed it. Well, if you only chayiv on the Hevel, and you don't know that the Hevel killed it, why don't you say a Meitzko V'raya? Why don't you say Safik Mamon Lahakel? How could you be chayiv him? Because maybe the Hevel killed it. Chayish Taka Kasha. Rav Meisha answered him, you have to say it's part of the Chiddush of Bar. The Baal Tatar gave a Chiddush of Bar, and Bar is only Hevel. Rav learns that from the Pasuk that Bar is from Hevel. Vaisdeis, as long as the Hevel is in some way aiding to the Hezek, and the Hevel itself has a chance to be Mazik, even though Bepoil, the Hezek came for the Chavata, but it was the Hevel that helped out, so Meli Yachroi on whatever the Bar did. Without Hevel, you're not Mechayev. Once you have Hevel, and the Hevel has the potential Mazik, even if the actual Mazik was something else, but you already come Achroi on the whole Bar. That's what he says to answer Reuven's kasha.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.